these are garbage bills, right? Mm-hmm. They really are. If you want to solve the problem of gun violence, let's dive into the communities, right? Let's hold fathers accountable for their children. Let's hold mothers accountable for their children. Let's hold families accountable for their children. But let's go one step better. Where's the churches at in these communities? Mm. We've chased the churches out of communities. We've chased God out of the schools. How do we get to these families? How do we get a better family environment so that we are changing the way that we are raising our children?
This is PA Rebellion, the official podcast of the America First Caucus of Pennsylvania.
The discussion of some pretty bad gun bills. I mean, there's no other way to word it. Awful.
Okay.
What do they do?
Well, so one of them creates, it's called a red flag, right?
The red flag law, yeah, right?
The red flag law with the intent of getting guns out of the hands of somebody with a PFA. It creates a red flag PFA, right?
Okay.
Concept of it doesn't sound bad. However, it completely That's the United States Constitution and leaves people out of due process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's completely you realize the Salem witch hunt that you can create by being able to go, hey, I think you're crazy and you shouldn't have a gun. And so you're just going to take them away from everybody then, right?
Everybody.
You can just take them away from everyone. And one of the other bills basically creates a gun registry. Also not allowed to do that.
No. Right? These are garbage bills. Right, mm-hmm. They really are. If you want to solve the problem of gun violence, let's dive into the communities. Right, let's hold fathers accountable for their children. Let's hold mothers accountable for their children. Let's hold families accountable for their children. But let's go one step better. Where's the churches at in these communities?
Mm.
We've chased the churches out of communities. We've chased God out of the schools. How do we get to these families? How do we get a better family environment so that we are changing the way that we are raising our children? And just look at what we're doing. You can read the headlines. There's gun violence every day. There's folks murdering innocent people every day. What is the society like? Where are we at? You're not going to stop this by taking the guns off of an innocent person. Listen, I got sniper rifles. I got ARs. You name it. I got Tannerite. I use it. Rep Warner comes over. We shoot. We do. That's what we do. That gun itself doesn't hurt anybody. Okay. But if you're going to go after someone and start taking guns away, look at the guy at the church on Sunday. Went after a bunch of Mormons, right? Are we going to take pickup trucks away because he drove through the gate? What about Carrick High School, where the kid went in and with a knife and stabbed three students?
The House Democrats running these bills is a show to want to stop violence, yet it will do nothing to address the real violence that happens in this country. Nope. And I find it so hypocritical when you want to go put up pretend bills about stopping gun violence when you allow and want to allow felons to be back out on our streets. And we had to vote against it personally, Representative DeVanzo and myself, as House Democrats put up a bill to allow violent felons, child rapists, murderers out of prison early, because what you just mentioned is what they do.
Yes.
They can go do whatever. What do they even care about laws? Because all they want to do is let the damn felons out of prison anyways. Because that could be anybody's kid. Could be Rep. DeVanzo's daughter. That could be my daughter. That poor girl that got stabbed in the neck and everybody had to watch it and see the fear in her eyes from somebody that should have been rotten in prison for the rest of their life. And a whole bunch of politicians that go out and say, oh, look at me, I want to feel good, I'm reforming people. Yeah. Let that guy out. Yeah. Should have never have been there. Mm-hmm. That's one major issue. Two, don't come talk to me about guns and illegal guns when you want wide open borders and have illegal immigrants bring illegal guns over into our country. You want to stop illegal guns? You don't even want to stop illegal people from coming in this country.
Nothing at all.
What do you think those people bring? Drugs? Guns.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me about it. Yep. You stop illegal immigration, then we'll start talking about illegal guns. right?
What the hell are we thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? What? Like, and then once again, it gets back to my point earlier. Hey, this is normal. We have to accept this. I'm not going to accept it.
Okay.
I want to mention another part about this. So we just saw a national tragedy in front of our eyes, right? Mm-hmm. With the assassination of Charlie Kirk, okay? And I will tell you, there's two issues I have with this. So the left immediately tries to take this and run with it as an excuse for gun control, gun reform, right? And a whole bunch of sick, twisted people celebrated his death and said he deserved it because Charlie Kirk supported Second Amendment and gun rights. But guys, Charlie Kirk was murdered with a bolt-action hunting rifle.
Yeah.
Purchased legally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
50 years ago,
there's no
right?
laws that they propose other than the complete elimination of guns from citizens that would have stopped that murder.
Mm-hmm.
And you would say, you at one point, you have to look at yourself as a society and acknowledge the evil in it instead of trying to blame a law and blame the person. That's what we do. We always try to blame a law and not look at the person. That man was evil. The man that shot the representatives and senators in Minnesota was evil.
Evil. Mm-hmm.
All political violence is evil. But what I'll tell you what I'm not going to sit back and take is that Charlie Kirk and other people that are conservatives, that are good family people, to sit back and be called Nazis and fascists forever and the threat to democracy and wonder why you have people so wound up that the president had two assassination attempts on him, mm-hmm. and one of the largest conservative figures in his country just got assassinated.
You know,
I mean, do you realize how insulting that is? A man that would hand you a microphone and say, here, debate me. I'm open to debate, to compare them to a Nazi or a fascist. And do you know what Nazis and fascists did? They assassinated their political opponents.
Yep.
So look in the mirror before you call somebody a Nazi or a fascist.
Yeah. No, and to your point, he was assassinated because I didn't like where it wasn't, you know, someone didn't like what he said. It was open debate. He handed folks a microphone. Come right. debate me.
The purest form of what our country was supposed to stand for. If
yes,
you didn't,
yes.
He went to college campuses, places that are supposed to be open for yes. ideas and debate, where he tried to get shut down, where he handed a microphone and said, just prove I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Here, right, if yeah. you don't like my ideas, tell me I'm wrong.
To his point, no political violence should be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was the legislators in Minnesota, Charlie Kirk, we cannot allow this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have got to come, and if it is mental health, and I truly believe this is where it starts at,
right.
we got to go back into the grade schools. We have to fix it because what we're doing, it's not working. And I'm not pushing this onto the teachers. I'm not saying that, but it's family values. We've gotten completely away from them.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
families, they're not going to church. And it was funny, too. I was talking to school board member from one of my local districts, and I said, is it mandatory that the kids stand in the morning and do the Pledge of Allegiance? And her response was no. Think about that for a minute. In this country,
mm-hmm.
kids in grade school already do not want to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Why? Tell me why.
Mm-hmm.
What's the chances of these kids as they get older? Are they going to go to the military? No, they were told it's okay that a guy is going to go into the women's room to use a restroom.
So there's no sense of accountability.
So there's no sense of it. There's just nothing there. And we've got to go back and hit that reset button for society. It's okay to disagree. Listen, here's the thing, too. And President Biden, I met President Biden two or three times, had conversations with him. I didn't care for his policies.
Right.
I don't wish him any ill will at all. Pray for the guy. You know, I do feel bad that when he was president and he was sick, they couldn't deal with it. They couldn't get it out there because it's about power and money. You know, listen, they did it to their own party.
Right.
They didn't care. They didn't care about this guy's health. They don't care about him now.
Two other points that I do want to highlight. Completely agree with Representative DeVanzo in looking at, one, the values of our country. And look how prevalent violence is. I mean, mm-hmm. kids are subjected to music with violence, video games with violence, movies with violence, TV. I mean, just even look what's acceptable for to be aired on network TV anymore compared mm-hmm. to when we were kids, right? you can't tell me that being subjected to that much violence does not lead to more violence, right? We talk about the mental health issues, and look, the people, you know, I look at gun violence in two different sections, right? You have these mass shootings, right? And they're all basically done by mentally unstable
if you
people
could take
from
the
same
life.
Demographic, yeah. Right? You can look at this demographic, like you can profile this demographic. It's normally a person in their 20s, you know, early 30s at the most, mm-hmm. You know, white male that has mental issues that are doing the right. And but the other key is that almost all of them there's been something wrong with them, right? That people have been able to see. Yet we hop these people up on prescriptions, right? All these different pills, and we expect these people to live normally in society, mm-hmm. right? One thing that you can see a direct correlation is between these mass shootings, right, is the decline of the state hospitals, right? Where I think it's a better benefit for these people to have care, to live a better life than out. How many of them are out on the streets? Everybody, right. How many homeless? The homeless, all mental issues, right? Go to, and the cities right. are awful right now. Go to a city. I've never nervous walking in downtown Pittsburgh before till recently, right? Middle of the day you walk down, people, you know that something is not right with them mentally, talking to themselves, yelling, shouting.
Just getting back to Charlie, right? And so one thing that I want to focus on moving forward is our next generation. There were some folks that reached out to me. They did a vigil at Penn West. One of the girls was in my district. I want to follow up with these students, and I want to sit down and just talk to them. Mm-hmm. You know, listen, how are you guys feeling on campus? What is out there? Because if there's things that I can bring back, that I can take across the aisle, to put this political violence aside, you know, maybe we get together and we have that debate of, hey, these are our issues. Now, we may never agree on it, but we've got to continue the debate. We have to.
My closing thought is get your kids off the phones. Get them off social media, buy them a Zebco, take them to the local fishing pond,
Zebco.
Get them a bike, let them go outside. I think one of the biggest detriments to our society as a whole is social media and phones and people not interacting with people. These kids, they don't interact with people, right? And you become closed in, right? And you become closed in on your own beliefs to find it. What we see, finding it unacceptable that someone believes different than you. I just think we need more people judging people for people and not judging people for politics. You know, mm-hmm. But the rhetoric has to be toned down, too. You cannot continuously tell people and tell children and youth in our society that Republicans are a quote-unquote threat to democracy, that we're Nazis and we're fascists. One, again, you're insulting people that went through the Holocaust by doing that.
Mm-hmm. They've lost the ability to have a discussion about any type of controversial topic and walk away amiably and having tolerated someone else using a different line of rhetoric than what they have. If you like what it is that you're listening to or don't like what it is that you're listening to, on whatever format that you've come across us, like, share, comment, you know how it goes. Let's have a little bit of fun with it. Gentlemen, it's a pleasure as always. We'll see you next time.
Great to be back.
Yes, sir.
All right.